Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so there's some local stuff floating around this morning that I think is kind of interesting. Denver Public School students are pushing for Ultimate Frisbee to count towards their PE credit. Students from East High School and Northfield High School say that they practice and compete just like athletes in more traditional sports, but they have to take PE separately because Ultimate is not treated the same way as other sanctioned sports. Do they compete?
I mean, yeah.
And train? I guess. They practice. I see them out there zipping those things around.
Yeah. It takes some skill.
Probably just as much like running, too, you would think, as like a typical football game.
Nope. Oh, God. You're comparing Ultimate Frisbee to a football game?
I'm not saying the tackling, but like I've seen, they play on the football field. They run. They score touchdowns just like in football. They run routes.
Yeah.
Would think it's a lot of running.
Okay.
And, like, the people who are into it, especially when it first came out, what was it called? Frolfing?
Well, that's
right?
Different. That's different. Frisbee golf.
That's frisbee golf. Okay, this is still,
which is not a lot of running.
But still, I mean, like, there's some skill to it, and they have to work up to, like, they have to practice.
They do.
So I feel like any time that
team
you put out onto the field should be counted.
Listen.
Why not?
I think I'm for this, because you know what I took in high school as my PE credit?
What?
Bowling. I took bowling as my PE credit for the semester. And I'm gonna brag, but I was a pretty decent athlete there, Molly. Yeah, I did that. Oh, I did it. It has been done. I did bowling as my PE credit. So
what?
Yeah. What? What's with the face?
Kingpin over there. Like what?
What's your highest?
I got Munson'd. I had the the wrist brace.
No,
I had a bag. You know,
did
I would
have
stretch.
The curve? Like, could you throw the ball down the lane and it went one way?
Spin it.
And then all of a sudden it did the quick spin and boom.
And then you'd be like, oh, there's too much oil on these lanes. Too much oil. No, honestly, I sucked really bad,
okay.
And I still suck at bowling. But I took it as my credit in high school.
All right, you passed.
So if these nerds want to do their ultimate frisbee, I say let them get credit for it.
Okay.
If you can take bowling and get school credit. Hells to the yes all day long with the Ultimate Frisbee.
So you're for
sports!
It. Okay.
Josh, what you got?
Look, I want to talk about how, I guess, wrong I was, first of all, about this whole World Cup thing. I have never experienced it personally, coming to the United States. It has been one of the most exciting joy. Why did I say it like North Dakota?
You really did.
It's been one of the most exciting things that I have witnessed. Now, even in real life, like I remember over the weekend, I was at like a rooftop bar that was not showing any of the games, but it was in Denver. And I know that we don't have any World Cup events coming in Denver right now, but watching and listening to fans from around Denver cheer for their team was one of the coolest things I have ever seen in my life. I was up on the 13th floor of a building, and it at like McGregor Square and number 38, depending on the game you were watching, all around Denver, you would hear people cheering. It was one of the coolest things I've ever heard in my life, and it got me so excited to hear this. And on top of that, the millions of Europeans and people from all over the world discovering what America has to offer and not just seeing things, over the internet, they're being able to see it in person and experience it in person. An Australian man came to the U.S. and he decided to stop by a Texas roadhouse, and his interaction was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
It's unbelievable. First of all, they give you these peanuts. You can eat as many as you want. He's like, yeah, just take a bag. Then they come out and they put this bread on the table, and I'm like, oh, I didn't order the bread. It's like, oh, that's free. And she goes, and if you want more bread, we'll just give you more. Then they give you the Coke. Of course, it's America, so it's unlimited refill.
Yeah, it's fantastic. God, I love Texas Roadhouse.
I love that they don't have refills anywhere else.
What?
Apparently,
they
that's
don't?
American.
So that's our thing?
It is. There's other people that
purely
are experiencing
American.
It. He goes, I only paid for this drink once. And
you're
like, you can get it 1,000 times. And his buddy's going, you can't drink 1,000 Cokes, mate. And he's like, it doesn't matter. I think I
love
will.
This.
But I could.
It's so good.
I love the ones who went to the Waffle House. And they're like, we as Americans need to make sure that we start a fight in front of these Europeans just so they get the full American experience
exactly.
at the Waffle House.
At
you know?
3 in the morning.
So
fighting at a Waffle House.
Doing our part.
That's right. Let's get you caught up on what's going on this goofy blue marble. Today is one of those days where the national days. You know, there's generally multiple national days that fall on one day.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
There's like 20 things or whatever.
Yeah.
This one is kind of funny because the way they line up. Today is National Kissing Day.
Aww.
Aligned with National Onion Ring Day.
Oh, ew.
Probably not the best kisses after you eat some onion rings and then you go in for the kill.
Kiss and then eat onion rings.
I think so.
That's the move
right there. Yeah. I'm not a big onion ring guy.
Love them.
Never really have been. I do find it very impressive, though, when you're at one of those restaurants and they bring out this stack of onion rings.
Yes.
Uh-huh. On the little pole that they do. You know, a pole dance and onion rings.
Yes. They just look better, right?
They really look impressive when they bring that out.
I get the frings. So you get the mixture of the fries and the onion rings.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
You go to those fast food places where they accidentally toss an onion ring in there with the fries. You're like, whoa.
It's your lucky day.
Yeah, you feel like you won something.
You put it on your finger. And you pretend that you're married to an onion.
How do we all do the same thing?
I know, right?
We're in the same life.
Will you marry me, onion? Okay, yes, I will. Okay, Toy Story. God, I guess people are still liking this goofy franchise. Dominated the weekend box office, generating $160 million across North American theaters. Still probably not as good as He-Man. But people are out there seeing it.
I saw it. It was really good.
That's awkward.
I really liked it. No, it was.
Did you go
really
by yourself?
Cute. Yep, I was in there by my. No, I did not go by myself. It was really.
Who'd
cute.
Who'd you go with?
My nephews.
Oh,
the
little
cute.
Kids. That's
cute.
Me.
Adorable.
I know.
Yeah, and it was fun. And
was it fun?
I loved the message.
I know. Well, that's the thing is you can't knock Toy Story. Every time they come out with something, it's money. But I was confused at the release dates. Like I thought for sure they'd do He-Man on Father's Day weekend and Toy Story the weekend before.
Right.
I really thought that that's how they were going to do it. So the fact that they premiered Toy Story 5 on Father's Day weekend, I think that it's not like it needed any help with the box office push, but it helped it.
He-Man.
I feel like it helped it. And
it hurt
He-Man. So
poor He-Man.
I know.
You guys, it was such a good movie. I don't get it. I walked in the kitchen yesterday. My wife had taken the little He-Man poster. It's not very big. It's maybe 4 foot tall, 2 foot wide.
Yeah.
I don't know. And she had put it up in the kitchen.
That's cute.
It's not it's because he's sitting there all half naked with his ass.
Oh, right.
So she put it up in the kitchen. I took it down. I was like, I'm not.
She was doing it for you, but she was really
She was doing it for her. Thank you very much.
He-Man.
Yeah. I was like, no. I walked in and I saw it. I was like, no.
Stop it.
No. This is going in the basement or in the trash. And then Gisele Bündchen went online yesterday and was thanking her new husband for leading by example, for all the values, his love, his integrity, his humility, his discipline. And she thanked a bunch of fathers, or him specifically, then her father, and didn't say anything about Tom Brady. She just put a generic happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Oh.
And she and Tom Brady have 2 kids together, and people are considering this a big old snub at TB. So, I don't know what to think about that.
I mean, he admits he was a horrible father.
I was going to say.
Is that what it was?
No, he's talked about it. He's like, I was married to the game, literally. And he put his family on the back burner, and that is essentially why they got divorced,
And
too.
Do you know what Gisele had to do so much in her marriage to him was stick up for him, was swallow her pride and say, Tom's great. You know what she doesn't have to do anymore?
That.
So
no more swallowing that pride.
Yes, good
Man.
For her. She doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
I just got a text from my wife that just said,
say?
Ha 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 ha, the He-Man poster.
Send me a picnic knack. I want to see what that looks like.
Guess what? I'm going to Amazon right now, and I'm ordering a poster size picture of Sydney Sweeney.
Oh,
and I'm putting it up in the living room.
Order 2.
You're saying the He-Man thing. I'm like, you really do love your wife.
Nope.
That's such a sweet
thing to
do.
Putting pictures of Sydney Sweeney up now.
Makes way more sense. Okay.
All right. What you got locally?
Okay. So, you know, out west near Fruta, that Leaving Colorado sign that's like as you make your way to Utah.
Is this the Leave Colorado Got Boomed story?
Yes. Leave Colorado Got Boomed. So the sign was absolutely obliterated in a car accident. So somebody, a blown tire, somebody in
Lucky
a van,
tire.
hit that sign, and if you go look at the pictures, it is in pieces.
No,
it
no.
It is absolutely
now
insane.
We won't know if we're leaving Colorado or
not.
Well,
thankfully.
Like, where am I right now?
Just so you know, thankfully nobody was hurt in the whole thing, but it's actually closer to like Loma Mac, so past that Fruta spot.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I know exactly where it is.
You know exactly,
exactly
where it is.
Exactly where that is.
And it's funny because it's like when they put in the news story, one of the most photographed signs across Colorado, and it really is. I feel like
we've pulled over.
Who hasn't? I feel like everybody, it's an obligation if you're going from one state to another. You have to get out. You got to take a picture.
One of the biggest fights, right? I get in with sweet Nick Knack, who loves He-Man, is when we go on road trips, she makes me pull over to all the signs like an idiot tourist.
Oh, no, as she
to
should.
Get the pictures.
You need pictures.
My happiest moments are when we cross into other states. I think it's like even Iowa, where you go over a bridge.
And you can't stop.
And you can't stop because it's on the bridge in the middle of the river, you know.
Yeah.
And, well, can't stop. Darn it. But she has made me throw on my brakes and swerve over like four lanes to get to a sign.
That's a good wife. That's what we do.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
That's
it's
part
so
of our job.
Touristy.
It's part of our job.
Ugh.
Kids, get ready.
I
We're
hate
gonna
it.
Get out and take a picture.
Dangerous.
We'll see how much you've grown since last time we got out of the car and took a picture.
You make a great point. No matter how many times we stopped at a Nebraska sign, every time we still got
to
take a picture.
You have
Everybody
to.
Out. Let's stand next to 90-mile-an-hour traffic and get our picture. You're going to find our splattered bodies across the highway one day because somebody's going to lose control like at this sign.
Yeah, but nobody was hurt. Everybody's
fine. Imagine a little family standing at that sign when that blown tire hit.
That's not what happened. That is not what happened. Everything was fine.
This is why I don't like to do it.
But you need pictures with those signs.
You really
like,
don't.
You do. Because what about the, like, who knows?
We just crossed an imaginary line. Everybody identified.
We're in another state. Who knows when they're going to fix that sign? Thankfully. You have your picture in your phone.
You look back. Well, remember when that sign was there?
You know, I'm surprised.
Back in 94.
I'm surprised people haven't posted their picture with that sign. Like, I remember
rest
when
in
that
peace.
Sign.
Ride or die, sign. Colorado sign.
I
ride
look through
or
my
die.
Phone and find a sign or find a picture with that sign because I know I have it. I lived over there. I have
I
a
hate
picture
it.
Katie,
with
they
that
have
sign.
It at the other three
stupid
areas of Colorado,
I know
too.
They do, but this
every
one
corner.
Specifically.
Yeah, there's only four
sign.
Roads that come into Colorado. That's it. And they have them at the other three.
Yes.
There's only four roads that come in and out of this state,
leaving
Katie.
Colorful
we still need our picture. I'm
That's
telling you.
The
we
funniest
need,
thing
we
I've
need
ever
to
heard.
Document this moment. Okay.
They still have them on the other three sides of the
Doesn't
state.
Doesn't matter.
They do.
This one is important. You know what? There'll never be another sign like that one. Okay.
Do you truly believe there's only
sign.
Like four in and outs to this state, Josh?
No.
No,
oh, no,
the way Josh said that.
No,
it's like they still have them on the
else.
I think he was messing with me.
Yes. Jeremy.
For a second, I was like, there's only four ways in and
four
out.
Four roads
state.
In and out.
They all have a sign.
That's funny.
That's how you know. But anyway, RIP.
Give me one
sign.
More thing.
Okay. So do you want. Let's
you
do,
pick.
Highlands Ranch no fireworks, because that one is pretty interesting. Because if you remember, there is Douglas County. They canceled fireworks for Highlands Ranch, but all the other places are doing a fireworks show within Douglas County. So you have Lone Tree. You have other parts that are saying, well, we're still going to do the fireworks. But folks in Highlands Ranch, they say that they're not going to have a fireworks show. So they're still going to have a concert on July 2nd, parade on July 4th, but no fireworks. And people there with Douglas County, they're like, no, pretty sure we're still going
to
do it.
So. Out of an abundance of safety for our community, we've declined to put on the fireworks show this year.
We ask our community to be responsible in making good decisions during drought and fire restrictions, and we need to model that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So that those are the people with Highlands Ranch, actually. And they were just saying that, we specifically here in Highlands Ranch, we just don't think it's a good idea to have all those
it's
fireworks
not.
Up in the air. You grew up there, Josh. And I just
did.
Feel like Highlands Ranch, when I look at it, there are so many trees. Like,
and all the houses are so close
exactly.
together. And it's just so dry
it's
right
a
now.
Different kind of community than when you're looking
There's
at
There's only one way in and out of Highlands Ranch, too.
Yeah.
So you definitely don't want to
clogged
you know
up
I mean?
Have a fire.
Exactly. Yeah. So no fireworks in Highlands Ranch, but Lone Tree having
right.
them. So
Yay.
There are places you can still watch.
There you go. There's the hype. You're up to date on everything that's trending this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix.